Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Talking Yanks pregame show. And boy, do we got a big one today. BBD, were you going to introduce the show?
You're good, Pop.
Guess so now. Yo, BBD, first of all, how you doing? Second of all, big series tonight for the Yanks.
Big series tonight for the Yanks. I'm doing all right. I'm excited for this one. It's a big series.
It is, dude. And it was the last time, you know, in terms of playing each other, that Yankees Orioles was this big a series. And just to get into it right off the bat, first
matters
of all,
for both teams.
Yes, and the Yankees are, so they're now in third place in the AL East. We have passed the Blue Jays, we have passed the Red Sox. We're now three back of Baltimore, six back of Tampa Bay. Also, we win tonight, you know, at least take two out of three in the series. We're 10 games over 500 for the first time all season, which is a nice little landmark. We got somebody entering the studio, and it is the one, the only, Jake Story. Alley, what up, Jake? You coming to talk some Yanks?
Go Yanks.
Big series tonight. Oh, okay.
Huge
series. Ginormous, one might say.
One of these teams will win the AL East.
I'm with you, Jake, and I think it's going to be the Yanks. So we'll get into the lineup, pitching path to victory, home run draft, all that. And I'll tell you why it's going to be a good show today, BBD, because I got the segments written out. Now, I didn't check with you ahead of time if they're, like, properly in order, but off the cuff and thinking about it on the train, I think I do got it. So speaking of getting right into it, the Yankees lineup, BBD, do you want to take the honors or should I get right into it?
I can tell the people what the Yankees are throwing out there. Leading off at second base, Gleyber Torres hasn't been striking out very much. That was a sharp set today. Aaron Judge bats second and right field. Batting third, playing first is Anthony Rizzo. DJ LeMahieu will bat third and hit cleanup. Harrison Bader in center field on my shirt and batting fifth. Willie Calhoun is a DH batting sixth. Anthony Volpe's at short, batting seventh. Batting eighth, Kyle Higashioka. He is catching. And in left field, batting ninth, is Oswaldo Cabrera. Garrett Cole's on the bump.
Garrett Cole. That?
We'll get into the pitching path.
We will. And on the bump for the O's is Kyle Bradish, who has a 2-1 and a 3.9 ERA. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, the lineup, I think it's off the top of my head, without putting out, you know, my ideal one, writing that up, I think this is technically like our, you know, coming off an off day. Is this what you'd say our best lineup is?
Pretty
maybe
close.
You just substitute Waldo for whether it's Bowers or whoever. But yeah, I mean, the lineup looks pretty good. I will say this. I think tonight is going to be a close game. Now, I guess that goes a little more into the premonition side of things, but I think we're going to actually get a pitcher's duel today. I like the lineup. I really, really do. That's just kind of what I'm seeing. It's maybe hot take. I don't know. I just feel like tonight's game is going to be like a Yankees classic
picture,
type vibe.
That's tough. Because you're looking for a guy and he changes his profile picture and you think you're looking at the wrong person.
Who?
Chris Kirschner. I was trying to see. I thought he was the one that tweeted like the lineup card. I was going to look at who's on the bench and verify. Oh. But
speaking of outfielders, by the way, just real quick, did you see Floreal apparently has like a 162 WRC plus in AAA?
I haven't looked deeply into the numbers. I saw a tweet and I got the gist of he's been hitting down there,
Mr. Quadruple A. But yo, so that's the Yankee lineup today, looking good.
I think you're right. This is kind of, you know, you can quibble over the order of guys if you want. It's about it. You can prefer Bauer over Calhoun if you want. I don't think anybody is picking Rortved over Higgy today, but maybe.
I'll say this about Bowers in the lineup offensively.
IKF and Greg Allen, so.
Right. I like Bowers over Cabrera with the bat, but I'll say this. For somebody who was definitely really tooting the Bowers tune, what is it saying?
Tooting his horn?
Okay, so tooting the Bowers horn. For somebody who was doing that a lot, I did not understand how bad his defense was. And pretty crazy play we saw over the weekend. you know, with the whole umpire spoon got ejected. But
and the
we've
very
seen,
first play in Texas was awesome.
That was awesome, yeah. So maybe that set my expectations high. Point is, Bauer's defense, you know, that if you're not going to put in the lineup, that's probably why. But, yeah, I guess no complaints from the lineup from either of us today.
Bauer's, I mean, no complaints at the lineup. Yeah, Bauer's is like a bad first baseman who can fake it in the outfield better than Willie Calhoun can fake it in the outfield, but still faking it.
And another good series for the Yanks, by the way, over the weekend. Of course, they swept. And, you know, tonight's one of those games where we are now in the full swing of summer for me, to where Yanks are rolling, Yanks are looking good. You're feeling good as a fan. You turn tonight's game on, and you just expect them to win. Doesn't mean they're going to, but, like,
Gerrit Cole's pitching, like.
Right. And just in general. I mean, the vibe around this team, we're getting into that territory now where, all right, you continue to play well. Let's say they win this series. You get Stanton back. We now have Seve back. We're seeing Rodon throw in the outfield now. He's looking good. We're now at the point where you can start to think, like, you're feeling some sort of special vibe. Because every fan base, I feel like, feels that at some point in the year. I feel like we do every single year, you know, where your team's looking good. Optimism is kind of surrounding the fan base. Summertime, spring, dopamine, whatever. I'm kind of getting into that
good brand of ball.
Yeah, I'm in that mode now where it's like, all right, this team could, with, you know, things going right, maybe get another piece. This team could win the World Series.
Trade at some point.
Yes, yes. So,
like, yeah, I'm
kind of my vibe going to this.
There's good feelings around this team right now. I will say my what I'm watching for is sort of a cop out what to watch for, but it's the Orioles are the best team this year at winning the first game of a series. I think like 12 out of 14 or whatever the numbers are. Whatever the numbers are, they've won the first game of almost every series they've played. So Yankees try to keep that from happening tonight. Got Gerrit Cole pitching. Don't want to waste that on their magic.
Yeah, and they
series. So
they swept Toronto over the weekend too. And man, I know, you know it's not a talking baseball show, but kind of a shit show in Toronto right now with what's going on. I'm not sure that's the happiest fan base out there. But bottom line is,
it's been a bad week. For sure. After sweeping the Braves, it's been bad.
Yeah. So Yanks past Toronto, past Boston, now three behind a Baltimore. Big, big series, that is for sure. So now I guess we should get into the pitching path to victory.
Yes.
Let's do it. As you mentioned, Gerrit Cole is on the bump. He is 5-0, 2.01 ERA. One might say, long-term at least, Cy Young candidate, probably the leading Cy Young candidate in the American League, not counting Sonny Gray.
I think he still is, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, going to this game, you just assume you're going to win with Cole on the bump. What is your, you're going for what, 7 shutty or 7-1 run, pitching to the 7th?
Ideally, he goes through 7, and, well, ideally, you can get, Yankees are up by enough, you can hand Nick Ramirez the ball and say, go finish this out, kid. Probably in a save situation, ideally we're getting 7 from Cole and Mike King finishes it out. The rest of the bullpen gets sort of a double off day, and then it's all hands on deck the next day. But
yeah,
that was a little bit of something we're watching for, is we'd love these next two days if Cole and Nestor can both give length, leaving more bullpen available for a potential Clark Schmidt opener. Or something, an opener ahead of Clark Schmidt on Thursday. Because Orioles are a team I'd like an opener in front of Clark for.
Yeah.
Or it's a time that it would make sense to try it.
Mm-hmm. Off the top of your head, they have a lot of...
would help if Cole and then tomorrow if Nestor can give real length.
I'll look at their lineup. Are they big on lefties, the Orioles?
Or? Yeah, their top three, Mullins, Adley, Santander, left switch.
Right.
And so just not fun.
If you want to hear the matchups against Cole tonight, they actually do have some decent numbers. Adam Frazier, 8 at-bats, batting .375. Austin Hayes, 13 at-bats, batting .385. James McCann, .385 and 13 at-bats off Cole. Cedric Mullins, .318, 22 at-bats off Cole. Maybe the Yankees or the Orioles are just hitting Yankees pitching. Who knows? But only thing I see out of the bullpen that kind of catches my eyes, you know, looking at pitch counts, probably want to stay away from Clay today, you think?
I think they're going to try their best to avoid that.
Yeah.
Just have him be 100% for tomorrow.
Right. 16 pitches on Saturday, 24 on Sunday. Of course, the off day yesterday. So, yeah, I kind of like your plan, dude.
Yeah, he's available if you need it. But ideally, I think they would love to go Cole to King.
That would be nice.
And the bullpen, everybody gets like 2 days off.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. Pitching path to victory is pretty easy when Cole's on the bump. It's yeah.
And then, you know, everybody should be technically available. Clay is the only one that you look at recent pitch counts, and it's like, all right, try to avoid having to use him today. But
I can't help this feeling inside me, BBD. Like, I have such walk-off vibes tonight. I feel like we're about to get, like, some back-and-forth classic. Low scoring. From the minute I woke up today, I see 3-2 in, like, an epic fashion Yankees win. It's going to come via the walk-off. I don't know why I'm already getting to premonitions. I just am. But, like, I can't contain it, dude.
I'm glad you can see it.
Like, I feel like we might get a borderline Yankees classic tonight in some regard. I just want to put that out there now. It's just because, you know, when we get to premonition section, then it's almost like sometimes you got to, I don't want to say force a premonition out of you, but yeah, it's part of the segment. You know, you got to come up with
one. You're coming up with something.
But this was, like, in a way, born with the Dan Rourke that woke up out of bed this morning. Yanks are going to have a close, high-energy, back-and-forth game, low-scoring. Hopefully ends in a walk-off win or any sort of Yankee win. Who knows? Yeah. That's the Yankee pitching path to victory. And that will now take us to
Homer
Draft. It's the Homer Draft. See, I was thrown off and that made me sing. I got to say, actually, you know, I have a question. Can I ask this on air?
Please.
What to watch for? Bad. Is that an official segment I should have listed in my notes?
Yeah. What to watch for we do after the line.
Let's bang this out now. This will never happen again. So we go introduction.
What to watch for, pitching path to victory, homer draft, over under, premonitions, and then we stand up.
Right. I always remember the standing up part. Okay. Homer draft, BBD. But
we can make our own twists on things. We come up with a new segment.
We honestly do. By the end of the season, we should come up with like a new segment. That's ours. The Dan BBD segment. Something a little funky. You know? Yeah. We'll have to think about that. Homer draft. Fresh clean slate, right?
Fresh slate, new series. I believe I have the first pick. And with that pick, I'll take Aaron Judge.
I like it.
It's a little bit of rules are rules.
Yeah, you can't.
So I'm going to go ahead and grab our boy Judgy.
Can't go wrong with that. I will go with, I'm wearing Gleyber on the back of my shirt today. I'm going to go with Gleyber Torres. Yeah, so that'll be my first pick. Not hitting the walk-off, though, but maybe an early homer. Gleyber Torres, and then, because I can go back-to-back now, because you picked first. You know, I'll take Willie Calhoun tonight.
Find the porch.
Dude, mention a big moment. Mention a walk-off. I think it might be him. If I really want to get in there with a prediction, I think Willie hits some sort of a late. How about this? Gleyber early, Willie late. Whatever that is, if my prediction actually ends up coming true, whether it's close or not, I got Gleyber early, Willie late. I'm going to take over this homer draft thing, bro. I tell you, I'm so tired. I have not won. The only highlight I have from this show is what Feo tweeted out the other day of me making a joke about cheating on your wife, which in its own like kind of makes me look like a bad guy. I was kidding. But that's my only highlight I have so far. I need to get a homer draft highlight. Gleyber early, Willie late.
I'd love that.
That'd be nice.
I hope they homer. Then my second pick. I'll grab our friend Oswaldo Cabrera.
Okay. You know, actually, I watched his Sporkle video last night or the other night.
Yeah.
Because I was editing the one with you and Jake, which came out yesterday on John Boy and Jake TV. You guys can check that out. And I was thinking about it. I was like, you know what? Let me go back and watch that because I never fully watched the non-editing watch through lens. I gotta watch the final product on YouTube. Yes, exactly. Yeah. I like that though, Waldo. That would be has 3 homers in the year. So far, so you could definitely use another one.
Yeah, I'd love a lefty blast out of him.
I like it. All right, so that's our homer draft. I'm going with Gleyber and Willie. You're going with Judge and Waldo. So that wraps up that segmente, which brings us now to the premonish section, I believe.
Not quite.
God, I'm over this, dude. Not over this. I'm not over this. I'm going to get this right, is what I mean. You're that good. Takes us to...
Over-under.
Over-under, okay. I feel a little less bad about that.
It's an easy one to forget. Do you have any guesses on the line? Cole versus Bradish.
I'm gonna assume it's a. I'll go 6.5 because I feel like 6.5 is a low pick, and my whole vibe today is that it's gonna be a low scoring game for some reason.
The line is 7.5.
Here's my that issue. Here's like my beef with the over unders, dude. It's always either 7.5 or 8.5. I feel like
that's a lot of them. We had a run of some eights. You get the occasional 9.5 in there. Baseball is a little weird.
I'm absolutely hitting the over or the under though. I'm taking the under by actually a substantial margin.
And I love the way you're seeing the game tonight. I can see that a little bit too in this one. I am going to the game, so rules are rules. I have to take the over.
Fair
and
enough.
If any of you are going to the game, come say hi.
Yes.
Just make sure you do it like in front of the other John Boy people.
To make you look cool.
We're going with. Say hi to me and like maybe not them.
I might send that exact same tweet on Friday when I'm going, because I'm going with all my boys, and it'd be like,
oh,
like say hello to me.
Come
make
say
sure
hi.
It's like, make sure I'm not alone, because then it's a wasted hello. You know, like, you got to make me look cool. If I'm around a girl, act like I have like a million subs or something. Yeah. Like treat me like a celebrity, please, and I'll pay $20 after.
If I, at some point in the future, take like a girl on a date to a Yankee game, you better believe I'm putting out a PSA.
Oh, yeah.
I will be in section 215. Right. Come say hi.
Give them the full, like, I'm wearing this. I'm wearing white pants. I'm wearing a black shirt. Give them the full rundown. How did we get here? What are we talking about? Over, under. Yo,
over,
speaking
under.
Of that, by the way, that reminds me. I remember when I first started betting on basketball last year, I made the mistake of, because I would put money on it just so I would watch. I'm not a huge basketball fan. But I put money on the under, and it was like the biggest mistake of my life. Because watching a game rooting for the under is not fun.
Watching basketball, especially rooting for unders.
I can imagine, yeah.
Not a good time.
Speaking of, I just started watching The Last Dance. Phenomenal. But anyways.
It's good.
I'm going to go with the under, and you're going with the over.
I'm on the over. Rules are rules.
Yeah, and I think
if you're going to the game, you have to pick the over.
That's fair enough.
That's the rules.
And also, that means one
show.
Of us is going to be right. Don't they call that a hedge bet
or something? It'd be a push.
Oh, a push.
Oh, no, oh, no. A push is when I was thinking about a push, because that would be if they scored 7.5.
Like,
we're hedging our total happiness.
In
yes.
terms of us as a group. The talking
yes,
pregame show.
Yes, one of
show.
Us will be right.
Yeah. That's how we do things.
You were right. I was thinking about a different scenario. Hedge
I probably
would
just
be,
worded it wrong.
Would be the correct word. No. You were right.
You were right. I don't hear those words that often, BBG.
You were right.
I rarely hear those words.
You're a guy who gets stuff right.
Here and there.
I mean, everybody has misses in this world. But
I just happen to have a lot of them, especially on this show. And I'm quite frankly over.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm not over the beautiful people in the chat, by the way, who I want to say hello to. I'm not sure if I said hello to you personally yet. Hello to people in the
hello
chat.
Hello to the chat. There was a long time on this show when I would only do it like sporadically, like until last year when I started like doing a lot of them. Like,
do what?
The pregame show where I felt like I never got a homer draft right. I never nailed a premonition because you know, I did like four of them.
I don't know if I've gotten one yet.
Out.
And it doesn't make sense because I have some safe picks sometimes. Like, I've had Judge.
Yeah.
I've had, you know, Rizzo. Maybe I've gotten one right in the past. I don't know. You guys aren't here for this, though. You are here for what's next, and that is the now premonish section.
Mm-hmm.
Premonish. Okay. I'll go with something a little bit different because, you know, I don't want to repeat the whole 3-2 low-scoring game again.
It seems like that's a strong premonition.
It is a strong premonition. Maybe part of what I'm doing wrong with the show is I feel like the whole show for me is premonition. I'm saying Glaber
start,
early,
like,
Willie late. Like, it's pretty much the whole show for me.
Got to throw a lot of darts at the board.
Right. You got anything comes to your mind while I think?
What am I seeing? I think we get, I got like a really nice backhand play from Volpe.
Word.
Like maybe it's not like a highlight, but just like, yep, nice play.
A nice play. Okay, I like that. Let me look up.
One that's like we watch again, we're like, oh, I've seen him mess that up before. Some people are getting a little weird about his defense, which I have no real issues with where he's been, but.
Yeah, with Volpe,
just
it's
a couple of those.
The only time I've had an issue, and it's not an issue to where I'm worried about him, just in the moment annoying, was that one time where he pinch hit and then came in, obviously, for defense after that, and he made an error. It was a big moment in the game, and I was like, all right, that kind of, in a way,
oh, is
can
that,
happen.
Oh, is that the game they lost in Toronto?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. And it was like, he had like two or three games where it was like an error, but overall, Volpe's defense
has
been great. He's plus.
He had early, like end of April, he had like three games in a row. I was like, okay, that was weird.
Yeah.
And then this Toronto series, just everybody, the whole infield could not stop making errors. So I'm willing to throw that away as long as there's no more infractions for a little bit. Mm-hmm. On the whole, he's
been
the
great.
The metrics have graded him out well, and he largely passes my eye test. So
yeah, and some of the balls he has missed, and I think even that one I'm talking about in Toronto was kind of a tough hop. It was on turf, and he handled it great afterwards, like accountability-wise. Because Meredith gave him a layup, too. It was like, do you think it was probably like the turf that in that bad hop? And he was like, no, I have to make that play.
Yeah, I've got to knock that down.
Yeah, so shout out Volpe. You think that it's going to be like a replay-worthy play, enough to like, you know, a casual little yes-mo type situation?
Yeah, like Talking Yanks will tweet it.
Okay, that's a good way to...
Yes. Talking Yanks will tweet a defensive play from him. I was previously seeing a backhand. Maybe it's the other way, but
hey, as long as he gets it done, it's gonna
be a nice defensive play.
All right, I'm gonna go with. All right, I have Gleyber Torres making a bad play, but then as he usually does, making it up with a really good play afterwards. So it'll be an error.
Ooh.
Like maybe here's this. Ground ball to second, routine, makes an error. Oh, come on, Gleyber. But then, ground ball, relatively hard hit up the middle. Gleyber fields, steps on second, throws over to first with a bullet throw. Double play, and kind of that sort of vibe, you know? That's not even that much of a hot take. I think we saw it last season.
He negates that play.
Yeah.
Did that in Toronto.
Yeah, so I'm expecting something like that from Gleyber, which overall would be a fine game then, because I have him going deep. I have him turning a nice double play to make up for his error. And I'm wearing his shirt today, so I think it might happen.
We're all over Gleyber. We're all over the Yanks. We love you all in the chat.
We do love you all in the chat. We absolutely do. Guys, give us some premonition. What do you guys got going on?
Yeah. Comment down below.
Fayo, tell me what's going to happen tonight. You can predict.
Fayo, give us one right now.
Yes. Like, specifically, what is happening? Not like even what do you think. What do you see happening? What is happening? A new sausage place opened up by my parents' crib over the weekend.
It's good.
Phenomenal, dude.
Oh,
phenomenal, dude. And you would have thought it was like the 50s when I went in. Because I walk in, you know, you get their whole new business, get the whole like life story, what they're all about, like what their hours are going to be.
They're going to tell everybody everything about
them. Yeah. And I just want to say that I'm absolutely craving the hell out of one right now. That sausage dog. And I'm not a huge sausage dog guy either. Because usually, you know, you get one. If you're at a ballpark, sometimes I don't even ask you, but they put peppers and onions on. Like it's part of it.
Yeah.
It's like, can I get a sausage dog before you even can finish a sentence? They have peppers and onions on it. So, like, you know, usually I don't always go out and get them. But this one, I had the time to be able to just get it plain. You know what I'm saying? So
I like that.
I don't know. Kind of just in my head, and I might get one after this because I am starving.
Another, I guess, mini what to watch for is Cole and Higgy. There's their Higgy's catching them. It's been mostly with Trevi.
Somebody tweeted out the funniest thing today. It was like Yankees trading Kyle Higashioka for a no-name reliever that throws a 102 sinker will hit, like, crack. Honestly, I could see that happen. Do you think... I had a bold prediction I put out the other day. I think Ben Roethlisberger gets multiple starts in the playoffs.
Ooh, multiple starts.
Now, I said that with, like, all right, it's a bold prediction, so I know it's kind of out there, but I could see a world
a world where it happens.
Right, yeah. Because, of course, you know, Trevino's going to be the starting catcher, but I just wonder if we're impressed enough with Roethlisberger to where maybe you can deal Higgy. Not saying you even get anything for him, but now that you see him, kind of reminded, like, no, the Yankees do like Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah,
he's
pretty young and
right, 25. He bets lefty
with a little natural pop.
Yeah, and the defense is supposed to be.
The defense is supposed to be his carrying trait.
Right, right.
Supposed to be like Tanner Swanson's disciple.
My real ball prediction, if I can be honest with you, BBD. Now that we've gotten the water wet with this, I said equivalent playing time to Jose Trevino. So I presented it to you a little bit different, but I at least want to say I think he gets starts in the playoffs. Something along that line will happen.
There's definitely a chance. I think Higgy survives this year. The Yankees, at the end of the day, they only have the, like, three catchers that are, like, they're comfortable putting them in a major league game this year.
Mm.
But this offseason, last year at Higgy, it'll be an interesting conversation before, like, non-tender day or something. Just see where see where the Yankees are at with that.
And not against
Wells
you, Higgy. I love you, but...
Wells should be an option next year.
I wonder about him at catcher, though, because I feel like everything I hear is that he's going to be a corner outfield guy. Is he's catching, though, for Somerset?
He's been catching.
Okay.
I feel like every update we hear is that, like, he's improving.
Word. I mean, I just care about the bat, really.
What that means.
I don't know. Maybe I'm scarfing.
If he'll hit and be just not, like I just want to not notice him.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to be like Trevino, where, like, twice a game, I notice a strike he stole, and that's great. But
kind of what we're hoping for from Gary, really.
Yeah,
which
I just don't want to notice this.
Nice little debut for him on Saturday or Sunday, whatever it was. You got a single, got a sack fly.
Yeah, did you see them make him run?
No. What do you mean?
He was on first, and there was a ball down the right field line, and the Mets send him to try to score from first. So he gets thrown out by, like, a lot. It's like, well, yeah, it's Gary.
Yeah. Not familiar with his ways, I guess.
Don't have him try to score from first right now.
Yeah.
Mets won.
They'll learn. They'll learn.
They'll learn. I love Gary.
That is insane, Feo. Trevino's under control through 2026. You know, also kind of surprised me, but shouldn't. I was looking at when Nestor's under control through. I think Nestor's under control for like another 2 years after this, I believe.
Yeah, I think at least two more full years after this one.
Which is pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is very nice.
I don't believe that's the end of the show, is it?
That's about it. One more thing to do.
Yeah, I'm going to miss all you guys. We'll see you tomorrow, though. Let's go, Yanks. Huge game.
Huge game. Go, Yanks. Subscribe.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.